Hello everyone, you welcome to a brand new series on This and That called Stretch Marks. Stretch marks are inevitable, we all have them, so why hide yours? In this series we delve into marks that comes from stretching. I really hope you do enjoy listening. Hello everyone, you welcome to another episode of This and That. This and That is a podcast that talks about anything and everything that life shows at us. So we are in a series of stretch marks, and today is the third part, part three of stretch marks. And I want to welcome our first time listeners that welcome on board to This and That, and to our returning listeners as well. I want to thank you very much for trusting us to be a source of edutainment. What I mean by edutainment is education and entertainment. On This and That, we believe we can be entertained as well as educated on one same platform. So welcome everyone very much. And I'm super excited about this week because everything relatable with Adara Maduka from Nigeria kickstarted this week. Last Tuesday, her first episode went out, and I'm very excited about this new journey. So I want to warmly welcome our Nigerian listeners as well. And also shout out to Adara for holding us down every Tuesday. So for our Advent listeners, on Friday, I want to tell you that now This and That has two episodes in a week. That is on a Tuesday and on a Friday. Everything Relatable by Adora is also an amazing show on This and That that you need to check out as well. So we're going to go right into today's episode. And today being a part three of Stretch Marks, I want to go into something that I really love very much, and it's a matter of comfort zones. And it's one subject that normally we want to talk about it, but it's like we don't want to talk about it, because the moment we do one thing over a long period of time, we tend to be comfortable with it, and everyone hates discomfort in one way or the other. So today we're going to talk about comfort zones and how to overcome your fears of getting out of your comfort zones. Before that, I want to read a passage of scripture that will be our launching pad into today's presentation. So the book of John chapter 14, the verse 12. John chapter 14 verse 12 says that, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. They will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." I read that again. It says that, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the things that I have been doing, and will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." So this is Jesus Christ speaking. He is empowering us that of the many miracles, of the many signs and wonders we've heard him perform, of the many teachings he taught as he was here on earth, he is promising us that we can do greater works, we can do greater things even than these, because he is out of us, he is going to the Father. So today we're going to talk about comfort zones. And mind you, you can't achieve all this promise that Jesus Christ talks about by just being in your room and just doing your own thing. It takes intentionality to do greater things. No great person got to the high DRB by accident, but it was intentional, it was work that got them there. And normally I define work as anything outside of your comfort zone. That is how I want to define. So today I'm going to give you 10 ways for you to step out of your comfort zone. Not just that, but also overcome the fear of stepping out of your comfort zone as well. So I hope this episode blesses you very much, and we're going to go right into it. I need to note that the ability to take risk by stepping outside of your comfort zone is the primary way by which you grow. It's like every person that you've seen grow, as I said, stepped out of their comfort zone. But we are often afraid to take this step, and it's normally the first step to do anything great. We are normally afraid to take this step. In truth, comfort zones are not really comfort zones. They are about fear. It's like when someone tells you, "This is my comfort zone," it's not really comfortable, because it's not comfortable, trust me. But because of their fear to take more, their fear to, you know, add up more, we tend to, you know, coin the word comfort. It's like comfort zones are not really comfortable. It's like you see someone having, let's say, one stream of income, they have the capacity to do more, but the fear of adding up, the fear of not being able to meet their target, the fear of not, you know, meeting certain standards would just let them assume that, okay, I am comfortable with this. So comfort zones is not really about comfort, but they are about fears. And on this episode, I'm going to really empower you to break the chains of fear to get outside. And once you do this, you would learn to enjoy the process of taking risk, first of all, and also growing in the process. I'm just going to list these 10 ways that I have here, and we'll be out of here. So the first point I have here is that you need to become aware of what is outside your comfort zone. So the very first thing you need to do is that you need to be aware of what is outside your comfort zone. So very often you get people just, you know, proclaiming or shouting, I am stepping out of my comfort zone. But the question I normally ask them is that, do you know what is outside your comfort zone? If you have this circle around you, you should know what is outside the circle. Same way, in whatever area that you are in, you should know what is outside it. What is the next step? If you're done with, let's say, college, you should know what is the next step. If you're done with high school, you should know what is next. Same way, ideally, we know the various steps in life. When we want to apply that in our private life, you need to know that if you want to take a step outside of your comfort zone, you need to know what is out there waiting for you. It's like, if I go to the seashore right now, the waves are there. The waves didn't start blowing because I got there. You get it? So if I want to go to the beach, I prepare for these things. If I want to go to the beach, I know that I'm going to have a lot of sand there. So if I hate sand, I'm going to prepare for it. Same way, when you want to step outside of your comfort zone, you need to become aware of what is out there. Certain things are out there, and when you encounter them, you may think maybe it's because you have a lot of enemies, or it's, you know, your house demons or your house witches that send them forth. But I think normally it is because we don't do much research about what is out there, what is outside of our comfort zone. That is why we make statements such as this. So my first point this day is that we need to become aware of what is outside our comfort zone. You need to draw a circle and write those things down outside the circle. This process will not only allow you to clearly identify your discomfort, but also your comfort. So if you want, let's say, step a bit further, when you draw a circle of things that are out there in your discomfort or stepping outside of your comfort zone, you would certainly find something comfortable out there. So you rely on those comfort and then build on it. So you really need to know what is out there. My second point is that you need to become clear about what you are aiming to overcome. You need to become clear about what you are aiming to overcome. So when you say you are stepping out of your comfort zone or you are stretching, this point simply means that you need to know what you're talking about. So it's like setting goals. When you set a goal for yourself, your goal needs to be targeted. It needs to have a target. You can't just say you are just stepping out of your comfort zone. What zone are you talking about? What are you seeking to overcome? What kind of fear are you seeking to overcome? Let's say if you want to overcome a habit of, let's say, betting, which is now very rampant among young people, you need to identify your triggers. You need to, you know, really become clear on what you are aiming to overcome. It's, let's say, you want to overcome an anger issue. If you want to step out of, you know, just being a boring person or just doing things that are, you know, like, you know, self-sabotaging yourself, anything you want to overcome, you need to be able to become clear. It is clarity that does the magic. Until you are clear on whatever thing it is, you wouldn't know. You will just step outside and not know what you are doing. You get it? So my second point today is that you need to become clear on what you are aiming to overcome. Until you become clear on what you are trying to overcome, you would be embraced with discomfort, a lot of discomfort. Remember that the primary emotion you are trying to overcome is fear. So you are overcoming the fear of your comfort zone. So you first of all need to identify the fear attached to the situation you are stepping into, and then it does the magic as well. My third point is that you need to get comfortable with discomfort. You need to get comfortable with discomfort. As I said earlier, comfort is not about comfort, but comfort is normally about fear. So you need to get comfortable with discomfort. And the comfortable I'm using here is the real dictionary meaning of comfortable. Comfort doesn't mean you are just okay with it, but it means you want to agree with it for a while. So if you step outside your comfort zone, you now know what you are aiming at. When you get out there and it is kind of unfriendly, get used to it. Comfort is simply getting used to something. So one way to get outside of your comfort zone is to literally expand. It's like just make a go to avoid running away from the discomfort. So you need to get comfortable with your discomfort. if you stay long enough, practice like often enough, it'll start to become less uncomfortable. So whatever thing is uncomfortable for you right now, learn to be comfortable with it. It's like practice more, just work towards it, stay long with it, and it'll start becoming less uncomfortable. My fourth point I have here is see failure as a teacher. See failure. So when you fail, see it as a lesson, or see failure as a teacher. So many of us are afraid to fail. So we'd rather do nothing than just take a shot at our dreams because we don't want to fail. It's like, if for me to step out there and fail, I'd rather just not do anything. That is why, you know, you have people going hungry, people not being able to take care of their family because they are afraid to fail. But we need to begin to treat failure as a teacher. It's like, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that when you fail, don't just see it as failure, but see it as a stepping stone to something greater. If I walk a distance or on a particular route and I fall, I shouldn't just see myself as someone who falls when he walks, but I have to take cue that this very route is slippery. So the next time I am plying that road again, or the next time someone is trying to use that road again, I'm going to be there for the person and give the person a head start that it is slippery out there. So until you see failure as a teacher, you would not be able to step out of your comfort zone, because believe you me, when you step out of your comfort zone, there are times that you are going to fail at whatever thing you are aiming at. But you need to see it as a teacher. You need to learn from it. You need to be able to know that if I fail, it doesn't mean I am a failure, but it means that I am trying. You don't fail until you've tried. So in order for you to step out of your comfort zone, you need to see your fails or your failures as a teacher. My fifth point is that take baby steps. Take baby steps. So don't try to jump outside the comfort zone. You would likely become overwhelmed and jump right back in. Believe you me, when you want, let's say, do something great and you just go all out like that, most often you become overwhelmed and just walk back in. But when you take small step toward the fear you're trying to overcome, it really helps. So let's say you want to learn or practice public speaking, okay? So you start with small crowd. If you are someone who is not very good at public speaking and your first crowd, let's say people are there, National Theatre. The National Theatre is an event center in Ghana which takes, I think, about 2,000 people. So if you are trying to overcome the fear of public speaking and your first crowd is people at the National Theatre, believe you me, you'll be overwhelmed. But what I mean by take baby steps is that every opportunity you get to speak to small groups of people, like your family, like your friends, just see that as your training pitch. Don't opt for bigger platforms. Okay, you don't opt for bigger platforms that if let's say you want to cultivate the habit of savings, the moment the month ends, you're like, I'm going to save everything I earn this month. No, you'll be overwhelmed and not be able to save anything at all. So you need to take baby steps. If it is a budget you need to draw, okay, make the budget as flexible as possible. So as you get used to it, as I said earlier, that you need to become comfortable with your discomfort. As you get used to it, then you now, you know, intensify it, or you now wind it up. But you don't just go out there, you will be overwhelmed. My seed point is that hang out with risk takers. So you become who you work with. I'm really a living testimony of the fact that you become who you hang out with. It's like, if you want to get out of your comfort zone and you are hanging around people who see comfort as comfort, who see stepping out of your comfort zone as evil, who see stepping out of your comfort zone as being, you know, being someone who just wants a lot of influence. No, you need to hang out with people that see it's a big deal to take risk. There is no substitute to this point at all. If you want to become better at something, you must start hanging out with people who are doing what you want to do, and then you start emulating them. It is very easy to learn by emulation. When you are emulating someone, it's very easy. So when you hang out with people that take risk, when you hang out with people that are living outside their comfort zone, it is almost inevitable that their influence will start to have an effect on your behavior, and that is no cap. When you start hanging out with people that love to take risk, their influence will start having an effect on your behavior. So my seventh point is that be honest with yourself when you are trying to make excuses. Be honest with yourself when you're trying to make excuses. Don't say, oh, I just don't have the time for this right now. Instead, be honest with yourself and say, I am afraid to do this. When you are honest with yourself, it really helps you in this journey of coming out of your comfort zone. Normally, people tend to deceive others and deceive themselves as well. It's like, okay, sometimes it's fine when you want to deceive others, although it's not like a good trait. When you want to deceive others, it's fine, but it becomes so unfair to yourself when you start deceiving yourself as well. Like, there are people that, you know you are afraid of something, but you want to make up excuses that, oh, I just don't have time for this thing. You know, maybe you are currently not having a lot of funds to spend, but you just go like, oh, I just, you know, people make a lot of excuses to themselves. It's like, you know, okay, you battle with self-control, but it's like you trust yourself so much, you're like, oh, it's not a big deal, I'm just going to overcome it. No, you need to be honest with yourself. If you want to really step out of your comfort zone and do well, you need to practice honesty. You need to be very honest with yourself. You don't go about making excuses. Just be honest. You'll be in a better place to confront what is like truly trying to bother you and increase your chances of moving forward. If you're not honest with yourself, you won't be able to move forward, trust me. So be honest with yourself as you go on this journey of stepping out of your comfort zone, as you go on this journey of stretching, as you go on this journey of doing things that you've not done before, of doing things that you feel you have the capacity for. Be honest with yourself, and I believe this step would really help you to achieve what you want to achieve. My 8th point is that identify how stepping out will benefit you. So identify how stepping out would benefit you. So normally, humans are wired in such a way that we always want to see the benefits of something. It's like, we always want to know, okay, if I do this, what benefit or what importance will it bring to me? How would I benefit from this? So you need to ask yourself questions like, what would the ability to engage in public speaking do to my personal and professional growth? It's like, when you want to step out there, just look at the importance of what you want to undertake. Normally, when you see the importance or the benefit of that thing to you, it really incites you, really inspires you. A lot of people have done great things, not because they just wanted to do it, but because they saw the need, and also they saw the importance it would bring to them, the benefit. There are some people, they are doing great now because there was a need for multiple streams of income, and they decided to do that. So they first of all saw the benefit it would bring to them. If you want to, let's say, reach a larger audience, and you are afraid of public speaking, for instance. I don't know why today I'm using a lot of public speaking, but I feel like it's one skill that everyone needs to be able to, like, everyone should possess. Public speaking is a skill anyone and everyone should possess. So if, let's say, you want to step out of your comfort zone and become a better public speaker, you need to see the benefit it will bring to you. It's like, now you're going to have more influence because you can address a large people, and when you address large people, it means you're going to appeal to more people, and when you appeal to more people, the higher chances of whatever product you are selling, whatever service you are selling, whatever thing you do, the many people you reach determines how successful you're going to be. So you just need to outline the benefits of whatever risk you're trying to take. Just outline the benefits to yourself, and it's really going to motivate you. So self-motivation really does best. Even in the classroom, I teach, and normally when students are self-motivated, they really do better than people that you are trying to motivate. You get it? So just outline the benefit, whatever risk you want to take, to yourself, and trust me, keep these potential benefits in mind as motivations to push through your fears. When you have them in mind, they are going to motivate you, they are going to inspire you to really go out there and go get whatever thing you want to get. My 9th point is that don't take yourself too seriously. This point is certainly my favorite because I am someone that, you know, of all my schedules, I don't really take myself too serious. It's like, learn to laugh at yourself when you make mistakes. There are times that, especially with this podcast, there are times that I record and let's say there's a slip of tongue and I just pause and laugh at myself so much that, you know, I just see it as really healing. It's like, it really heals me. Really, it's a learning process. Okay, so learn to laugh at yourself when you make mistakes. When failure comes your way, just step back. Just take time off. Don't take it too serious. Learn from it. And as you learn from it, believe you me, every failure, there is a joke in every failure. When someone does something and he or she fails, there is a joke in it. That is why, like, sometimes when you're trying to joke about people's misfortune, it kind of looks like you are insensitive. Because to every failure, there is some bit of joke in it. So for someone to make joke out of what you've been through, just you know, make yourself laugh at your own mistakes, and it really does help. Be happy to roll out with punches when others poke you. It's like, you know, when people step on your toes, you're like, ah, I'm just going to make this. So you need to know that risk taking would inevitably involve failure, okay, and setbacks that would make you look like foolish sometimes to others. There are times that you take certain risks and it's really going to make you look so dumb, so stupid to others. But when you learn to laugh at those mistakes and take things not too seriously, trust me, it's really going to help do the magic. My final point is that you need to focus on the fun. See, everything in life is fun. Every single step you see, every single step you do, every single step you hear is fun. You need to enjoy the process of stepping out your safe boundaries. Enjoy the fun of discovering things about yourself that you may not even be aware of previously. It's like when, let's say, you want to learn how to get over your anger, it is then that you get to know that, okay, so I have triggers. It is then that you get to know that, oh, maybe I just don't like it when people talk to me that way. It's like, it now becomes a fun process to even know yourself better. When you want to, let's say, practice and explore more in public speaking, for instance, it is there that you get to know that, okay, so I battle with certain words. If, let's say, a word starts with a vowel, I struggle with it. Or maybe if a word ends with an L, I fumble with it. Or maybe if it ends with an R. So, like, it becomes a fun experience. You get to know yourself well. And when you know yourself well, it makes this journey of trying to overcome your fears of getting out of your comfort zone very, very interesting. You will seem really scared at first to get out of your comfort zone. But as I've said earlier, you don't just jump out right there into your comfort zone at once. But you take baby steps first of all, and then you just learn from yourself. Just focus on the fun. So this is it for today's episode of Stretch Marks. My final thought is that you just, you know, as you slowly push past your comfort zone, you feel more and more easier with the new stuff that seemed dangerous to you. Okay, so just take the first step and I'm just sure you would make it. I love you all very much and thank you for listening to this point. If you've not subscribed to wherever platform you are listening to, please do subscribe and give us a positive rating. We love your feedback, so write to us on Instagram at _this_and_that_podcast. I'll see you again next week for the part 4 of Stretch Marks, and God willing, Tuesday, Adora will come our way with everything relatable. Do have a great day. I am Samuel Intiri, and I sign out.